Hello, welcome to The Fat Lip, the podcast for fat people about fat people. I am your fat host, Ash, and today I'm talking to a listener and follower, Sarah, who is interested in starting her own massage business, specifically providing services for fat people. So we're talking about that. Well, at the beginning, we're talking about the winter and, you know, strategies for dealing with the winter. Even though hopefully we're getting close to the end of that, but there's some good information in there, so I wanted to leave that whole discussion in. But the second half of the pod today, Sarah and I are talking about the importance of massage and touch for fat people and how, you know, because of biases from service providers, a lot of times fat people don't get massages and or have never had a massage. Like, I've never had a massage. And Sarah is a massage therapist who wants to find a way to provide those services in a safe environment and to do it in a way that is accessible financially to people of various financial situations. Because massage therapy shouldn't be a luxury, it should be essential self-care. So we're talking through that today, talking about different ways of making a project like this accessible to poor people and how you might go about that. And yeah, it's a good discussion. So I hope you enjoy. And I hope that you think about ways that you can start your own business that serves the fat community. Because we don't have enough fat entrepreneurs out there and we need more. We need more to support. So without further ado, here's my discussion with Sarah. So how are you?
I am okay. I am a little bit nervous pants, but I'm going to be fine.
You'll be totally fine.
We don't have lots of snow, but we have more snow than anticipated. Like last week, we were supposed to get all this snow. It didn't happen. And like everybody was talking about it and everything was talking about it. And like this, like 3 to 6 that crept up on us, nobody was talking about it. And so it's like, boom, here. So like, we're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I hate the winter so much. So I live in Niagara Falls, New York. So,
oh my God.
So usually Buffalo is the place that gets all the snow, like the most snow in the country. But Niagara Falls kind of sits in this little pocket where it's like, cause Buffalo gets so much snow off of the lake, but Niagara Falls is like on the river, between two land masses. So it doesn't really get that much. But because of this polar vortex and everything, we've gotten so much snow in the last couple of weeks. So it's like, and it's so cold. But then, so it was like, it was literally 1 degree last night. But next week it's going to be like 50. So like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, like literally tomorrow and then the next day and the next day, it's going to rise up to like 57.
Yeah.
Like, dumb.
I hope it melts off a lot of this snow. That's all I care about.
Absolutely. Like,
clear some parking lots and sidewalks and I'll be fine.
Do you have yak tracks?
No. So my problem was I used to use yak tracks. So I used to live in Boston and I used to take public transit. Terrible. I do not recommend. I was like maybe 100 pounds lighter at that point, but still very fat. And it was very difficult. So I was using yak tracks. And the problem was as soon as I would get onto the bus or get into the subway, anytime you were on tile or smooth floor, it was like ice skates. It was like, you had gone. But I found this kind of, it's like similar to a yak track, but it's a different brand. And it's made for like construction workers or like people that work in factories. So it also works. I'll have to find the name for you. I posted about it on the blog last year, I should have done it again this year. Because
it's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, I can't remember the name. It's like Low Pro or something, but anyway, I'll post about it. But so they're made so that they work outside, but they also work on smooth floors, and they have been a lifesaver. Not that I, luckily I work from home and I don't have to go out if I don't need to.
Yeah.
And like I get my groceries delivered and it's been fine. But if I do need to go out, those are like a lifesaver. Because like even when you, even like when you get in your car, if you have smooth, a smooth floor in your car, like if you have yak like tracks on, your feet slide around, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But these don't do that.
I just have a different pair of shoes with me is what I
do
with yak because I wear Crocs for all things.
Right.
And I never wear socks. And so I just slip, like they're light, so they'll fit in my bag. You know
totally.
I mean? So then I have a Croc pot, I have a Crocs with yak tracks and, and a Crocs without. And I just interchange because oh my god it is you're exactly right it's like oh I'm fine for ice give me a smooth floor
yeah
and,
like
oh,
as soon as you walk into a grocery store ice. It's like whoa
yeah this was a terrible choice
yeah
now I feel you
yeah but these are a lifesaver you don't have to change out of them or anything because in the building I live in now it's like there's like a big wide tiled hallway that you have to walk down to get to my apartment indoors. So it was like as soon as you come in you have all this treacherous tile to get across. So I was doing the thing too where you can change like I would change shoes, but like it was so wet, that tile was so wet, I still was so afraid that I was just gonna like eat it in the hallway.
Absolutely. And then you step in the wet and then your foot is wet when you put it into the Croc and then you're going to slip inside your Croc.
Yes. And that's the hardest part about Crocs. Yeah. That's the hardest part about Crocs because like I am like a sweaty foot person. So if my feet are sweaty at all, they just slide around in there and it's just not a good situation.
No, I feel you. I am 100% on your team. Yeah.
So there, when I was wearing Crocs a lot, there is like this liner I used to get, and it was like a terry cloth, just like it's kind of like a Dr. Scholl's insert, but flat, and it was terry cloth, but it had like a sisal backing on the bottom. So I would wear those inside of Crocs because then like it would like absorb the sweat and my feet wouldn't slide around.
Oh, I have to find those too.
I'll post about those also. There should be like a directory of like products that fat people use and can share. Like that needs to be a thing.
Yeah, for sure. Like an all go for product.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. The other thing about Crocs and then I'm sorry. I have found that with my yak tracks, because of my weight, like the wire will start to sink into
my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a nightmare. And, it's like at first it's just like a Princess and the Pea situation where you're like, oh, that's not comfortable. And then slowly. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I can feel that. Oh, that's terrible. Okay. Well, I guess I need a new pair of Crocs. Good time.
Well, these ones are like, they're more like, they've got like a rubber base instead of just the, you know, wires like some yak tracks have. So I find these work better for me, but
that's awesome.
Yeah. And another thing that I, have thought about and I never actually did, but, I thought about getting like those ski poles that have the ice pick on the bottom because my greatest fear in the winter is falling on the ice because I can't, even in the best situation, on the best traction, like I need something to pull myself up on. I can't just stand up from the ground. And I'm always terrified that I'm going to be out on a sidewalk somewhere and fall and have nothing to pull myself up on. And also, it's so slippery. Like, how would I even pull myself up in that situation? So I've wondered about getting like those ski poles. And looking absolutely ridiculous, But just getting, like, just to go from my car to my apartment building, like, looking like a cross-country skier, I think I'd be fine with that if it meant I didn't fall.
I think I support that, because guess what? Either you're going to feel a little bit maybe weird with your ski poles, or you are going to feel ridiculous on the ground without being able to help yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And freeze to the sidewalk. That's why freezing to the sidewalk is my greatest fear. That I'll just fall.
Yeah.
I don't know where my phone would be in this scenario, why I couldn't call someone, but my greatest fear is I will fall, be outside alone, and will freeze to the sidewalk.
Oh, gosh. No, I have lived part of that fear. I worked at a place at a call center that had a big parking lot, and I was walking from, it was very snowy, very icy. I was walking from my car to the door, and I mean, there were people around. So, I mean, people were there and they witnessed it. And I mean, they did help me, but I was stuck and I had to pull myself along the ground to a handicapped parking spot, like pole. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And basically pull myself. I mean, people helped me, but like, I was like, they tried to help me like get up without something.
Totally.
Like just them. And I was like, guess what, guys? There's ice underneath me. We can't get any traction. You're not going to be able to lift me. I can't push.
Yeah, you're going to be on the ground too.
Yeah. So then we're all going to be screwed. So how about we just shift the party over to that pole?
Yeah.
And I'll climb up it, God willing, and we can all just forget about this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes. That is. God bless. Thank God there were people that were there that were willing to help me. Because you're absolutely right. I did, as I was going down, think, I'm going to freeze on this parking lot and die.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's not an irrational fear, but I do think that you will totally be fine one way or another should that ever happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I say get some poles, girl. I'm with you.
Yeah. It's just like that. It's just like that little peace of mind. Thankfully, I haven't needed them, but it is always in the back of my mind that I should get some of those. Though hopefully this will be my last winter, because I hope to move to Texas this year. So
yes, I heard your goals episode. It was awesome. I hope you get to move to Texas.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop this right here so that you don't have to listen to me talk about the immigration process or me moving to Texas for 1 minute longer, because I've talked about it enough on this show. But what I am going to talk about is Big Fig really quickly. And I am very excited to move that Big Fig with me to Texas. Ha! I still got it in. But as you know, Big Fig is the best thing that's ever happened to my sleep life. It is so comfortable and so sturdy. Big Fig is the first mattress that it was ever made specifically for larger sleepers. It features hybrid construction of pocketed coils and memory foam to provide support and comfort. And it has all kinds of other features that are perfect for larger sleepers also. You know, stronger edge support, an insanely sturdy frame made from recycled railroad steel. The Big Fig was made to last, and to last for fat people. And it has a 20-year warranty to stand behind that. To learn more about this bed and Big Fig's mission, go to bigfigmattress.com and use the code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off of your purchase, and to let them know I sent you. Sleep better this year with Big Fig. So anyway, let's talk about what we came here to talk about, which was your business idea and your goal for this year.
Yeah.
Or not necessarily this year, but whenever it comes to pass.
Yeah. And are we also going to talk about, because I made some notes, because that's who I am sometimes, because I have trouble sometimes staying on track. Are we also talking about like things that I've gone through as a fat business person?
Sure.
Fat business owner?
Yeah, absolutely. We can talk about whatever you want, but that
therapist.
But I feel like that's like very relevant to this conversation. So yeah. So go ahead.
Yeah. So a couple things that I wanted to talk about. So I've been a massage therapist since forever. I went to school for massage therapy right out of high school. I've known that I wanted to do massage. Once I found out that it was real, I was at a slumber party in seventh grade and I was working on everybody's feet because that's what I did. And the girl was like, this is what my mom does. I mean, I'm from the country and like little country bumpkin town. And I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, this is what my mom does. She does reflexology and massage. And I was like, well, great. That's what I'm going to do when I grow up. And so, yeah, that's what, you know, forever, for what I've always wanted to do. So went to the massage school right at high school. Was always afraid to have my own business. Was always like, even, you know, done with massage school, whatever, afraid to do it. So worked for chiropractors here and there, worked for like a hair salon for a minute. Did stuff like at my house on the side, but never really my full on thing. Do you know what I mean? Like my limiting beliefs about what I could do, and like just because wrapped up in all those different things of, you know, I can't do it. You know, you're too fat, you're too this, you're too that, whatever. Mm-hmm. All these crazy things that it's beaten into you and you let take over. And so I finally, I was working as a secretary for a friend who was an attorney, and I was essentially running her business. And it hit me, like, what are you doing running her business if you're afraid to run your own business? You're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Like, this is not it. Like, you're being ridiculous. Like, for years and years and years, I always wanted a pixie cut. And I was like, oh, you know, I have a fat face, I can't get a pixie cut, whatever. Lies, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And I had long hair, and all I did was pull it up. I just pulled it up, and so essentially gave myself a short haircut every day.
Yeah.
And I realized that, and I was like, what are you doing? Like, what? This is so stupid. Get your hair cut. You're being, you know, and so it was essentially the same thing. Like this thing is real and I want it, but I tell myself that I can't have it. And then I realized this is dumb. This is a lie. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
totally.
so many times throughout my life that I'm just like, this is not real. Like, you can have what you want to have. So, I clearly got my hair cut. but so I have been doing more massage in my home. I've worked with a different chiropractor than I worked with for 2 years. And now I'm back at another chiropractor, their office that I worked at before. And while I love this place, and I totally do, there's definitely a stigma about me being fat.
Mm-hmm.
And even clients, people who haven't met me before. I mean, it's a small place, like small place that I live. I mostly word of mouth. But with the place where I am now, it is in a different, it's in a different county. So it's further away. It's about 40 minutes away. So these people don't know me. They don't know, you know, and I have gotten some looks, and it's like, hey guys, guess what? I can do this. Do you know what I mean? Like, my body is fat, and you can either like that or not. So one of the reasons why I also feel like, and I'm totally going off subject, and I'm real sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm not doing a great interview. One of the reasons why I'm passionate about providing massage for fat people is because I remember in massage school, once we were done with the first 2 months of anatomy and physiology and kinesiology, we basically jumped into massage and got a massage every day and gave a massage every day. That's what you did. That's what your day was. And I remember, because I mean, I was fat, but I wasn't as fat as I am now, but I was fat. And I remember people like, I remember there being whispers. I remember there being conversations about not wanting to work on me because I was fat. And I also remember the shitty massages that I got because they didn't know how to touch fat bodies. Guess what? Our fat's a little different. You know what I mean? Like, it moves differently. Our skin moves differently. You're going to maybe need more cream. You're going to need to understand that fat moves. It moves differently than a body you might think is normal or whatever that you think you're going to be touching all the time. and they sucked. It was awful. And it was a terrible feeling of, number one, you don't even want to put your hands on me. I'm not even a person to you. And of just this alienation. I mean, I was the only real fat person class in school, in massage school. And fat people, if they don't have people in their lives, if they are isolated, if they are, you know, which not all fat people are, but if they are, they need touch. They need physical, you know, whether you're like, oh, I don't really like touch, or maybe, you know, whatever, maybe you've convinced yourself that, but it's important. And we need a place that feels safe. Because guess what? I only let certain people work on me, because if you're going to make me feel like shit when you're touching my fat body, no thanks. I'm not paying you for that.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just.
Yeah. I've never gotten a massage. I actually used to live with a roommate who was a massage therapist, and I would never let her give me a massage, because it's like, it's already like living in a fat body is already difficult enough. And I'm already like exposed to fat phobia on the daily, just going about my regular life. And I'm not going to put myself in a position of dealing with that from someone that I'm paying. And also like in a forum where I have sought this out for relaxation and for therapy, like physical therapy. So like, I have never wanted to put myself in that position. But like, if I could have an actual fat person that is a massage therapist that knows what they're doing and knows how to handle fat bodies, I would absolutely get a massage. I like the thought of that. It would be is so exciting, because like, I want to feel that. Like, I want to feel what everybody else gets to feel when they get a massage, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And like, I want to like, I need a different table. I need a table that is better for bigger bodies. And that's something that I'm going to have to invest in, but it's worth it, because I know how it feels. If I look at a table and I'm like, hey guys, that table's a joke. I'm not getting on that table. I'm real sorry about it. You can work on me in a chair, because that's dumb. We're all going to die if we get on that table.
Right.
And so it's bad.
Like, I'm going to tear this building down if I try to get on that table.
Yeah. Seriously, we're going through the floor. It's not happening. Everybody's going to be sad. And so like, that's something that I don't want. I want somebody to be like, oh, look at that really beautiful, sturdy table. I have no problem climbing up onto that, or with a step stool, or whatever assistance you need. You know, I've been on tables that blankets weren't big enough. I've been on tables that sheets weren't big enough. And these are things that people don't think about. And I think there's a need. I think that it's important. I think that it's real. And I also, doing all of the different things that I do, and listen, there's a reason that I nanny as well, because up to this point, I don't have a great mind for business. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a business lady. I'm growing. I'm becoming one. Do you know what I mean? I'm learning. But, you know, I nanny. I do oils, which I'm obsessed with. I love massage therapy. I sometimes, you know, do administrative work on the side, make sure that ends are met. So guess what? When my massage therapist friend that I trust, that I went to massage school with, wants to trade, I'm like, hey, I don't really need work done, because I would like her to pay me.
Yeah.
Because I need money.
Right. And so you're trying to start your own thing.
Yeah. That's another reason why I want more accessible massage for people, not only like body wise, but like marginalized, like pricing. Like
I think that's like the most honorable dream, is to find success so that you can figure out a way to give back and like make the things you know how to do, the service you know how to provide, accessible to as many people as possible. And like whether that's like sliding scale or like, I don't know, some other financial model that makes it possible for, you know, people that can afford the full rate to pay the full rate or more than what your normal rate would be, so that people that can't afford it can pay whatever they can afford and you can still stay afloat. Like, there's got to be some model where accessibility for everyone is sustainable for you.
Like, I love the idea of the guy with the pizza shop that can buy a slice. You put like a sticky note on the wall or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you buy a slice for a dollar and you buy your own pizza or whatever you're getting. And then you can buy a slice for a dollar and you can put that slice, like the sticky note for it, on the wall. And anybody can come in and cash that in. Like, that's the kind of, like, I think that model would be a great idea. Do you know what I mean? But on a different level.
There was a podcast about something like this. I don't remember which one it was. I'll have to figure it out. But so they were talking, I listen to so many podcasts, but so they were talking about, you know, how Panera Bread, I don't know if you knew this, but Panera Bread used to have several cafes across the country that were pay what you can. So it was like meant to be so homeless people could come in and pay nothing, and people that could afford to pay would like make up for that with what they paid. And unfortunately, like, it didn't really work out that well, because consumers are generally assholes, and if you tell people pay what you want, they'll say one penny, you know, whether they can afford it or not. But what they found, what other businesses have found works better, and this, people like coffee shops do this and stuff, where it's like, you tell people, the person that came before you pay you, there's no charge today. The person that came before you paid for your coffee. Would you like to pay it forward and pay for someone else's? And that is like more of a motivator for people to, because like they've been given a gift, and would you like to give that gift to someone else? And so that has worked better than, so like maybe something like that might work.
Yeah.
Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So even like, even if it was like, you know, the person before you paid $20 extra for, so that you could have a discount on your massage, would you like to pay that forward or something? So like, to motivate people to want to give in that way, because like, unfortunately, what we know is that the higher earners donate the least. Like, the more money that people make, the less they donate in general. And lower income people give far and away more of a percentage of their income to charity than the wealthiest people. And so there's got to be a way to motivate people that have money to want to part with some of it, you know, for the greater good. I don't know why that is, like, whether it's like the nature of capitalism and the nature of people that are able to thrive under capitalism or what it is, but there's got to be a way to make this system work for the poorest people.
No, I feel you. I feel you, and I agree. I just want to just real quick say thank you to you, and thank you to Chelsea, Fat Girl Laughing, because she actually said, she kind of put this idea in my head. So, God willing and the creek don't rise, if this really happens, credit to her, because I was talking to her about flying, and I was scared, and I was sure that it wasn't going to work, blah, 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 blah. And somehow we came upon, she put out there, you know, I really think that you should, maybe you should think about doing that specific massage, and, you know, fat women massage, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, huh. And then I sat on it for a while. Like, that was in probably September.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, okay. That's a great idea. That's awesome. Ooh.
I mean, sometimes and, ideas need marinating before they're ready.
Yeah. And so, like, just I am bursting with it. Like, I really want to do this. I want this to be real. And it might have to wait. It might have to wait a little bit longer. But it's important. It's important.
Yeah.
Like old people don't get touched enough. Fat people, I feel like, don't get touched enough.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. And it's partly our own fear because of our traumatic experiences in fatphobia. And it's partly just, you know, practitioners being fatphobic. But
yeah,
I mean, you're in the perfect position to make a change. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear how it goes and how you build this idea into a company that serves fat people and poor people. And I'm excited.
Thank you. I'm excited too. That's awesome.
Thank you, Sarah, for coming on the show today. You were a joy and you did such a great job. And this is really important stuff that we're talking about. So thank you so much for doing this and putting yourself out there. Thank you also to our Patreon patrons. The Patreon patron of the day is Chelsea. Thank you, Chelsea, for all of your support and for being a good friend. Thank you also to Star Crusher for the music you heard on today's show and the music you're hearing right now. Listen to more at cstarcrusher.bandcamp.com. Thank you to Big Fig, our sponsor for today's show. Go to bigfigmattress.com and enter the promo code FATLIP at checkout for $100 off of your purchase and to let them know that I sent you. Oh, I forgot the rest of the Patreon thing. If you also would like to become a Patreon patron, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to learn how you can support the show for as little as $1 an episode or $2 a month. I'm all out of order and all out of sorts today. Okay, also follow the Fat Lip on social media. I'm most active on Instagram, especially right now, at instagram.com/fatlippodcast. But all of my social media links can be found at thefatlip.com right up at the top. Okay, it has been a crazy month of February, and so that's why this episode is a little bit later than it normally would be. But I have one more episode coming for February, so listen for that again later this week. I'll be back again soon. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you come back and listen to the next one in a couple of days. So I'll see you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.